Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, February 6th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks and cryptocurrencies bounced back from losses earlier this week. The Nasdaq Composite was up over 2% after dropping 4.5% in the past three sessions over investor concerns about an AI bubble. Bitcoin rose 10%, retaking much of Thursday's losses to trade nearly $70,000. But Amazon stock bucked the upbeat trend. Its shares closed down over 5% on news that it plans to boost AI-related capital spending by nearly 60% this year to $200 billion. We exclusively report that the Justice Department is probing Netflix's proposed acquisition of Warner Discovery's studios and HBO Max streaming service over potential anti-competitive practices. That's according to a civil subpoena viewed by the Journal. Netflix agreed in December to pay Warner $72 billion in cash for the deal. A Netflix spokeswoman said the streaming giant is engaging with the agency as part of the standard merger review. A Justice Department spokeswoman declined to comment. And Uber was ordered to pay $8.5 million in damages after a jury found it liable for the sexual assault of a 19-year-old passenger. In November 2023, a passenger was picked up by an Uber driver at night while she was alone and intoxicated. The victim's lawyer said the driver stopped the ride and assaulted her while she was incapacitated. The lawyers said Uber's internal documents revealed the app's algorithm identified the trip as having an elevated risk of a serious safety incident. Yet, the company dispatched the ride. A jury found Uber not liable for negligence, design defects, or punitive damages, but did find it liable for apparent agency. Uber said today it plans to appeal the ruling and said the court made a mistake in its instructions to the jury about whether to consider the driver an apparent agent of the company. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another Quick Tech Update Monday morning.